In the holy name of Jesus, amen. Readiness regularly defines the Christian life. The Holy Spirit cries for us to be ready all over the Holy Scriptures. Scripture teaches a Christian to be ready for three different things. Ready for good works, ready to bear witness, and ready for the second coming of Christ. These three things have something in common. And it's that these things spring upon us unexpectedly. It's kind of like a pop quiz at school. You wouldn't know that a quiz was in the teacher's plan that day. But once you enter into the classroom, there's no going back. You're either ready for it or not. You've either prepared by going over the material or not. How well you do on the pop quiz is indicative of your preparedness and readiness. You may show yourself either vastly unprepared or well-equipped by passing with flying colors. But more is at stake when talking about the Christian life versus a pop quiz. The life and health of our neighbor in need, who needs our good works, is at stake. A neighbor whose situation in life desperately needs to hear the gospel is at stake. Eternal life prepared by God for us is at stake. For its moment comes in an hour we do not expect, either in our death or when the Lord comes again. Be prepared and ready for all these situations. The first thing for which we're to be ready, good works. Paul tells Titus to urge his congregation to good works in Titus chapter 3, verse 1. It says, "Remind them to be submissive to rulers and authorities, to be obedient, to be ready for every good work." Paul goes on to say that even though before life in Christ, we were led astray by various passions and pleasures, that we were foolish and disobedient to the truth, but we have been changed into a new creation in Christ. Through Christ saving us, we're given new birth through the waters of baptism. And those who truly believe in God dedicate themselves to good works, not being caught up in foolish controversies and divisions, which are ultimately unprofitable. Instead, the baptized people of God are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that he should walk in them. So this is all to say that we aren't saved by our works, but we are saved to work. To be ready for good works, there's a certain level of the disposing of the sinful flesh and its desires, and replacing it with virtuous Christian living. Paul says to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 2, 21, "Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from what is dishonorable, he will be a vessel for honorable use, set apart as holy, useful to the master of the house, ready for every good work." This is all to say that we are ready for good works when true repentance is exercised. The free gift of God in word and sacrament is sought after, and the old Adam within us is shunned. Having done this to us, our Lord prepares us to be his hands and his feet to a dying world. The second thing for which we are to be ready, bearing witness to Christ. In 1 Peter 3:15, Peter writes, "But in your hearts honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you. Yet do it with gentleness and respect, having a good conscience, so that when you are slandered, those who revile your good behavior in Christ may be put to shame." Folks in our communities generally know about Christianity. They know that Christians worship God. They may even know that Jesus died for our sins, though they hardly recognize the implications of such sacrifice. But regardless, they know the truth of the gospel, They don't know the truth of the gospel. They hardly know the truth of Christ, of God and his created order, of God and his laws and commandments. But always be prepared to make a defense for Christ and his teachings in the public square. It's our God-given duty given to us once we've put on the name of God in our baptism. We are to give testimony to Christ, not to shy away from it, even if you get slandered or persecuted for it. But to bear witness to Christ, you must also be prepared with Scripture. Scripture must be studied. For in Scripture we know of and hear of Christ, his will for us, we hear of his law and his commandments. And through the Word of God, we breathe the breath of God. Through the Word of God, we put on the full armor of God. We are taught the ways of truth and righteousness. We are taught of his created order for our vocations and our lives. We're taught of how we are to live generously towards our neighbors, sacrificing ourselves for them. We're taught to feed the hungry, clothe the naked, shelter the homeless and the sojourner. We are taught a faithful weekly worship. We are taught of his forgiveness, life, and salvation given through word and sacraments. We know all this through Scripture. And if Scripture isn't well known, then making a defense to those who slander the Lord is impossible. The third thing for which we are to be ready, the return of the Lord. In our gospel reading from Luke, we hear of a teaching commonly echoed throughout Scripture. You must be ready, for the coming of the Son of Man is coming in an hour you do not expect. In Luke, Jesus gives us several commands: to stay dressed for action, to keep the lamps burning, and to wait with patience for the Lord's unexpected return. Those lulled to a slumber show themselves to not be ready and to be unprepared for the coming of the Lord. In Luke's gospel, these three commands take on a certain meaning and certain connotations when examined in the light of the rest of Scripture. The commands to be dressed for action and to keep your lamps burning seem to contain commands for living out the baptized life. For example, in Luke 8:16 and 11:33, Jesus says, "No one after lighting a lamp covers it with a jar or puts it under a bed, but puts it on a stand so that those who enter may see the light." The lamp is the light of the gospel, which shines through Jesus and through his teaching. And those who receive Christ and are baptized into Christ don't hide this light, putting a cover over its light. But rather, the baptized put a lamp on a stand, keeping the flame of faith burning for all to see, seeking every opportunity to point towards Christ, who is himself the light of the world. This is why Justin Martyr, who was a part of the first generation of Christians after the apostles, taught baptism as illumination. That living the baptized life was to keep the lamp burning, so to speak. And by living out that baptized life, we are dressed for action towards receiving forgiveness and grace. And that which was given by God is given towards others. We remain ready, watchful, and hopeful for the Lord's return. Our faith received in our baptism is fanned into flame through the Lord's gifts given to us, and we don't grow weary and fall asleep or fall away from the Lord's grace. Because as our epistle lesson states, "For I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus, our Lord." Nothing separates us from the love of God. He himself has readied and prepared the way of salvation in and through his Son, Jesus Christ. And through his suffering and death, we are readied and prepared for our suffering and death. It need not worry us. We shouldn't worry when we encounter such threats of death, because they don't separate us from the love of God. Through his resurrection, we are readied and prepared for our resurrection from the dead. And since we have received the benefits of Christ's resurrection and baptism, then we can have full confidence and assurance in faith's end. Now, as we begin a new year, may you always remember that nothing can change Christ's love for you. Put your lamps on a stand and let your baptismal light shine for all to see. Through your good works, through your defense of Christ your Savior, and through your readiness for God's return. For he comes for those who are awakened and enlightened to the goodness of his mercy. May others see the mercy of God through you. In the holy name of Jesus.